I look out of the window of my room. The view is static. Only thing that changes is the elapsing time of the day and the periodic movement of the seasons. How to keep the colors of life changing, to let the excitement keep going. It is no longer the contentment but the hunger that peeps out of the room window. Maturity deliberates with anxiousness. Practicality adorns limitations. Similar to charging the drained batteries of mobile phones and laptops, only if humans could have a portable dock station to induce back positive energy. Some say, spirituality comforts you and reinstates the belief in life. Another view is to find solace in the company of your loved ones. Both of these theories dwell upon unified conditions of attachments and fierce commitments. Traditionally, masters of contentment had detached themselves from the worldly comforts, including the bonding relationships, and taken up the path of otherworldliness. So they decided to sell their Ferraris and become a monk. We have only read such tales. Factually, I haven't come across one individual, spirited in playing this game of life. Ironically, the other monks that I know possess the Ferraris of the world. Now, left to me is the comforting love of relationships. They are sympathetic and concerned, but the itchiness of your ego interprets it to be emotional and unreasonable. I decide to keep looking out of the window and take empathy from the little bird that is striving hard to craft its nest, the small twigs and straws it manages, drops of the height, and yet the project gets completed in due time. The purpose of life is a life of purpose. Robert Byrne.